Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Aleph, Baba Basra 101A, pagination is 201. We'll start on the facing page where the Mishnah begins. Six lines up. Hamocher makom lachavero la'asos lo kever. A person sells a location to a friend to make a burial plot out of it, to make a family cemetery out of it. And similarly, if a person is hired to make a kever, so there's a certain industry standard, if you will, a certain expectation of what's involved when they said a family plot, a cemetery, a kever. Osetocho shal ma'ara dalid amos al sheish. He was to make this underground cavern, a cave, 4 amos by 6 amos, uposeach l'socha shimona kuchin, and opening into this room is going to be 8 burial spots, shalosh mikan v'shalosh mikan u'shinayim mikinegdon, 3 on each side and 2 at the far end. And the coffins would be slid in to this hole, crevice, that was dug in the ground. And that was the burial. The kuchen and the actual spot, which was the grave itself, these holes in the walls of the cave that he dug, Orkan arba amos, their length was 4 amos, that's for the height of the person. Viruman sheva, and the height of the burial hole was 7 tfachim, that's front back of the person. Virachban shisha, and the width, which is the shoulder-to-shoulder type measure of the person, that's 6 tfachim, meaning 1 amah. Now, although it's talking about burial, and one would think that the topic of burial is limited to burial, this also has significant ramification in many other areas which are brought as related topics, because in terms of burial itself, this is not our minig. We don't dig a cave in the ground and then open up little burial spots to the cave. Nevertheless, number one, the topic that a person's height is 4 amos, or that seems to be the simple read, is a discussion. Tosfos in the top Tosfos tells us Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel that the mace is gimel amos, the person himself is 3 amos, and the aron, the casket, is going to require a little bit more in terms of the depth of the hole, and that's what that extra ama was meant for. Tosfos says that's not true, that a person is only 3 amos. On the 3rd line of Taisvis, da'ad kesefav shal adam gimel amos, until the shoulders of a person is 3 amos, and then in addition to that is the head, and that's an additional size, so that the person is closer to 4 amos. This has connection as well to the Targum Achashverosh, the Pirush on Megillas Esther, that describes how the 10 sons of Haman were hung. And the question is, how much space is typically allocated for a human being? How much space is he? This topic also comes up in the beginning of Baba Basra, our Masechta, on the topic of Hezek Re'iyah. How high does a fence have to be so that a person cannot see into his friend's yard? So if a person is a certain height, and then perhaps he's on tippy toes, trying to look in, and there's a little bit of irregularity in the ground, how high does the fence have to be in order to block somebody out? And again, we're working with what's the normal height of a person. Likewise, we have a topic of mikvah, which Tosfos actually makes reference to on the top of our daf, that a mikvah is described as the water that is the volume of amma al amma barum gimel amos, one amma by one amma, that's length and width, so to speak, and gimel amos in height, which sounds like the height of a person is gimel amos, three amos, not four. One final example of this discussion: what is the actual height of a person on average? The working number is the topic of Shabbos. We describe that the place of a person is Dalet Amos, four Amos, in order that he could fit in that spot. And that's the area that's considered his. If a person is, for example, outside the Tchum, and he's not allowed to move, Shavu Ish Tachtav, his location is Dalet Amos, carrying in a public area within his place, moving something from his feet to his head or something like that. A person has an allocation of Dalet Amos in certain applications because that's his place, that's his height. So that's a discussion of exactly how we arrive at that number. Another factor over here, the last words on the page on Amud Beis, Kuf Amud Beis, Veruman Sheva, the height of this crevice in the wall for burial, which is the equivalent of front to back of the person, is 7 tfachim. Says Rashbam on the last line, Liyos avir tefach ben hakarka la'oron. We want that there should be an empty space of 1 tefach between the aron and the ground above it, because that makes it that the tuma, the ritual impurity related to the person who's buried there, should be captured, so to speak. Within that, it's considered an ohel, a tent of its own, a domain of its own, instead of having it go up indefinitely, in which case someone walking above this cave would become tamei. So they left a space over there. The way we bury, typically, the dirt goes directly on the aron, and therefore, as we understand, the cemetery is considered a place that if you walk there, you would become tamei. The last words that we did when we moved on to today's daf, v'rachban shisha, the width, meaning like shoulder to shoulder part of this burial chamber, was 1 amma, 6 tfachim. Tosfos maintains that the shoulder to shoulder of a person is less than shisha tfachim, is less than an amma, and it's only with clothing that it's up to an amma, and therefore a person being buried in very light clothing, or a person immersing in a mikvah without clothing at all, is going to be able to fit in to an amma dimension, because as Tosfos says it, Amma ba'amsa heche yosef, if it's the exact same measure, it would never fit in. It would nest without going in. But the actual person is less than an amma, and that's why it works. In the case of the burial, it allows for the coffin because the person is in very light clothing. You'll take a look over here on today's daf and you'll see a number of pictures depicting the different shitos of how these burial chambers were made. If you take a look at the first picture on the page, you'll see what Rashbam describes. The Rashbam is on the facing page, again, where we started, about 15 lines up from the bottom. V'chein Sidron, this is the way the burial chamber was made that we described. Marche chatzi ama mizavis hakosel ha'oruch shel tzad ha'pesach. It's half an ama from the doorway wall. V'chofer kuch. And then you make your burial chamber, the crevice, rochav shisha tfachim, dahinu ama, and it's wide, meaning the distance on the wall that's taken by this is one ama, umaniach kosel ama, and then you leave an ama blank, because there has to be support to this and the burial crevice that's next to it. V'chofer koch sheni ama, and then again, you dig a crevice, and this one also is going to take up an ama on the wall. Umaniach kosel ama, you leave again an ama to support the walls, to be the walls. V'chofer koch shlishi ama, and then you dig a third burial crevice. Umaniach hatzi ama bezavis parnasas kosel, and then you leave another chatzi ama, and that's going to support at the end of that wall. Then there are two coming out on the opposite end from the entrance. And then on the other side of this cavern, there are again three crevices done with the same structure. You take a look at the picture underneath it and you could see that it's a lot more sophisticated in terms of the number and the overlap. Which brings us to an interesting question that Rashbam mentions. What are the laws of stepping over a grave? So Rashbam says on the fourth of the widest lines, Durisas nosei hamita, the stepping on graves that people do as they're carrying the coffin, shadursim al gabe ama'oros hamukafos mikol tzad. It's surrounded from all sides. Kishemavim esamita lachotzer, they end up stepping on graves. Dahasam b'shvil hiluch lefi sha'a lo kapid Reb Shimon, because you're only standing on the grave for a moment as you pass through. So Reb Shimon did not concern himself with that. Apparently, if you stood there for a period of time, that would be a problem. But just stepping on it for a moment as you're going to do the mitzvah of burial, we have an expression, there's mechila on that. One person to the next, they allow. It's not considered a disrespect. Indeed, in the beginning of Shin Samach Dalid, the Shach and the Taz say that we're not allowed to be dorech al gabe hakvorim, to step on graves. However, the Taz does invoke this Rashbam and says, "Ein isur kishedorsim al gabe hakvorim lefi sha'a." If it's just for a moment, like what's necessary in order to bury somebody else in that location, in order to get to where you're going, that's going to be permitted. And that's indeed the minig. We would not step on the grave. We're careful. We're also careful not to stand in a location. You wouldn't stand on someone else's grave while you're davening at the site of a relative. But in order to get to the relative's site, then a person, if necessary, would be allowed to step, as this is described, because it's lefi sha'a. Yashay koach, thank you for joining.